This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Europac.com's his website. He's not a sponsor, but I do have him on because he knows what he's talking about when it comes to economics and things. And so that's why I do endorse a lot of Peter Schiff's ideas. But I'm just here to get people thinking for themselves and having a wide variety of different perspectives so you can make your own decisions. I just know that I've studied history, and never before have humans been more unself-sufficient, more dependent, more spoiled rotten in the West. There are great people in Europe, great people in America, great people in Japan, great people in Australia, New Zealand, Canada. But let's just get down to brass tacks. I don't know how to take care of myself compared to my dad, and I'm like a caveman compared to the average yuppie. I mean, you hear about yuppies move out in the country, and they see their neighbor hauling a deer up to gut it, and they call the police on them. I see that article every day in the news. And the cops show up and act like it's wrong in many areas. You know, and it's just like it's body snatchers or something. What are they going to do during this meltdown? And how bad is it going to get? We've only got about 4 minutes left. I wanted to just get any more time frame info from you, Peter, and then also ask, what do you think about the campaign so far? What do you think about Scalia? I didn't say they murdered him. I said there should be an autopsy. The cops have come out and said that, too. One of the deputies came on and said they've never done this before. It's really weird. Other little tidbits about what's happening. Bernie Sanders, what a nightmare.
Well, obviously, look, there should be an autopsy, but, you know, 79-year-old guy, overweight, probably not in the best shape. I mean, the fact that he died of natural causes is, you know, obviously not something that's outside the realm of possibility. But, look, they should still do an autopsy anyway, just to clear away any potential doubts. But, you know, Bernie Sanders, that is very scary. I mean, if you look at the support that he enjoys, particularly with younger people in this country, and that is a very scary thought. Because unfortunately, this is a democracy, which means mobocracy, which means majority rules. And if the majority are a bunch of socialists, we're in trouble. Look, the Nazi Party, again, not that I'm going to compare.
No, they were national socialists, and Hitler was going to give them something for free. What about Sanders, it turns out, never had a paying job till 40 and bragged that he was a bum? The guy is a bum.
My point is, but we elected, Germany elected the Nazis. But the point is, this is the danger of putting up things up to a vote. When you have American school system, we indoctrinate kids, they learn absolutely nothing, they're brainwashed until they're 22 years old, and they come out Bernie Sanders voters. They know nothing about economics, they know nothing about the history of this country, they know nothing about our founding principles or what made this country great.
They're idiots.
They just know a bunch of nonsense, and they want something for nothing, and they believe the lies told by Sanders. Because the lies told by the Democrats and Republicans up until now have blown up in their faces. And especially when you have Barack Obama giving a State of the Union address, talking about how great everything is and how many jobs he's created. And you've got all these people living in their
parents' basement. He said the U.S. has never been better financially.
No, and people are frustrated because at least Bill Clinton said, I feel your pain. Barack Obama's like, hey, there's no pain to feel. I've done a great job. And this is just, you know, creating a great environment for Bernie Sanders to tap into that resentment, that frustration, and, of course, the envy.
Who do you think wins in a matchup? I mean, because now even Salon's throwing in the towel saying Hillary can't win. Who's more dangerous, Bernie or Hillary, A? And then, B, I think Trump will dominate either one of those clowns in the general election.
You know, Trump is an unknown quantity because, you know, Trump is a showman. Right. And he may be saying certain things because he knows that that's what's going to get the votes. I mean, Trump, Trump has better judgment and is, you know, and probably more intelligent to actually do the right thing. A lot of the things that he's saying to get elected, hopefully those aren't going to be the things that he does if he is elected. He might just be, you know, as much as he says, I'm not a politician, he's playing politics because he knows what works. And by holding himself up out not to be a politician, right, to say, I'm not the same old thing, I'm something different, there's a lot of politics there because he's
not usually lesser of two evils, but we know he's better than Hillary and Bernie.
Well, no question about it. But the question is, what will he do? I mean, if he obviously tries to put all these tariffs on and he doesn't really want to cut Social Security, he wants to replace Obamacare with some other kind of government socialized program. If he wants to do a lot of this stuff, then it's going to be a disaster. But hopefully he's smart enough not to actually do that. Once he gets elected, he can do what's right.
All right, Peter Schiff, we're out of time. Thank you so much, Peter. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. We're going to be talking to Dr. Group.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Secret 12, InfoWars Life, vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life, Secret 12.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Talk show host is Alex Jones. He's a conspiracy theorist. Radio talk show host Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
His name is Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
Radio talk show host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, a nutjob radio guy.
Talk show host Alex Jones.
A man who trades in such sinister conspiracy theories, you have to wonder if he really believes half of what he says.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Hate speech. Can anything be done as stop the hatred?
I think Alex was the one who took the pro-gun position.
1776 will commence again if you try to take off firearms.
I don't want that man to have a gun.
Alex Jones is a 9/11 truther.
That conspiracy theory comes from the mother of all conspiracy theories. It's an internet talk show called InfoWars.
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's
Dave.
True.
Dave?
I heard it on Alex Jones, so I know
why?
It's true.
You're making some very serious allegations against the U.S. government, saying that they stage attacks, they allow them to occur in the United States against U.S.
citizens.
Alex Jones may sound crazy.
I think that Alex Jones is a lunatic.
That man's a threat to this country.
King of the conspiracy theorist.
Deeply, I think, racist.
I just got called racist by MSNBC.
He's considered legit among the crazy.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match. Show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
Keep shoving lies at your audience, jackasses.
I like that guy.
That is the best.
It's Friday, we're live. We've reached the midway point. 2 hours late before us.
We have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters. The bigger this war gets, the more freedoms we lose.
That is descended upon our entire nation.
The globalists are going to blow stuff up and blame it on you.
But Hillary's the one who runs the cover-up.
Everything you've heard us talk about is now going to unfold in triplicate stage.
This is real as it gets.
They had a Supreme Court justice tell me to my face, it's over for me. I said, Matt, it's over for you. They've got the votes now to enforce copyright law. You're out of there.
You want it, baby? You're about to get it.
Be tolerant and see how many guns or what kind of guns they came to take. We met them at Concord Bridge and we blew their punk-ass brains out.
InfoWars has been able to break every record, infiltrate every operation, blow the criminal cover of operatives more than any other institution out there of freedom. And I'm so proud of that.
The notion that Hillary has somehow been an advocate for women. No, Bill rapes them physically and then Hillary rapes them psychologically.
I hope the enemies of this broadcast, when you lie about us, when you censor us, when you attack us, when you delist us, when you do that, you're shining on to the other side.
These people are of the devil. Let's be very blunt about this.
Raise hell and demand accountability.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The crowd is now moving forward toward the barrier. The police have been telling everybody they're going to shoot if we don't move back.
Their defeat will be ultimately a crushing one.
From the front lines of the information war, I'm your host, Alex Jones. See, I could sit up here and do the whole show in a perfect radio voice, but I don't. I get up here and it's obnoxious sometimes. I listened to about 2 hours of the broadcast yesterday, last night on the free iPhone app while I was doing research late into the evening, and a lot of it was good info. The guests were great. The facts were very illuminating, but I could hear myself getting overwrought, getting wound up, trying to cover too much, getting sped up in the third hour. And so today I'm going to try to just sit back and relax and just cover everything. Now, I have moved Biggs, Daniels, Madsen, Knight, and everybody to the fourth hour so they can just host it today. Instead of just coming in here and being guests for 30 minutes, they're just going to host a roundtable about Scalia, about political assassinations, about we've got a Michael Savage interview with that Biggs got. That he's going to air some of, so Michael Savage in the next hour. Just a bunch of other stuff in the fourth hour. So that way I can relax right now, take my time, cover some of the news that I haven't gotten to yet, talk to Dr. Grimm for about 20 minutes on some big breaking news, and then segue into all these clips and other news I haven't covered that have me hyperventilating. The TPP text is out. It does end copyright as we know it. If you say Mickey Mouse, they will shut down your website. They're actually going to say internationally in a secret treaty we've signed that they can copyright words and then you can't use them even in your own text. Hyperlinks will be illegal. But they just come into the multinational internet system, and that's why they've transferred ICANN and all that to the UN now. This is all being done for massive censorship, and they're modeling it after China. China set to ban all foreign media from publishing online. Devastating info. And again, Matt Drudge was here 4 or 5 months ago, whatever it was, in this studio. He's done like one other interview in 4 or 5 years. I mean, the media just couldn't believe it. And he came here because he knew that even though he's a serious person, broken thousands of international stories, broken some of the biggest stories ever, that they'd make a joke out of it if he came and said, I had dinner with a Supreme Court justice and they warned everybody's coming after the free press next year. This is now next year, even though he's known to be friends with these people. He just knew he could actually come here and actually talk for 45 minutes and then we wouldn't censor him. And, of course, he could do it on his own platform as well, but he was showing solidarity to support this broadcast because he understands they're coming after all of us. When they're always trying to put Limbaugh in jail because his back was hurt and he was on some pain pills. Whoop-dee-doo. The government ships the narcotics in. Or they try to constantly find stuff to put me in jail for. A lot of folks go, well, we better shut up then and go along with this. No. And it's not that Limbaugh is even perfect. Nobody is. It's the point, if they can take him down, they can take everybody down. And Mark Levin says a lot of stuff I agree with. He's a talented talk show host. But to call Donald Trump a wacko nut because he said there's 28 pages that show Saudi Arabia carried out the attacks and the Bushes are no heroes, it says in there, and I've interviewed Walter Jones of North Carolina. I've interviewed Rand Paul of Kentucky, who's seen it. And I've interviewed a former senator who saw it was on the commission. And 6 of the 10 say there's a cover-up, including Republicans. The 28 pages say a stand-down was ordered. That's high treason. It was an inside job. Not saying there isn't radical Islam. No, no. Just like they bring in the radical Islamists, then they attack us, then they take our freedom. Europe is under civil emergency, martial law in France and Germany. They're arresting people, prominent people that mildly criticize open borders. There is a false flag to the radical Islam. They're bringing it in. Sick. And that's why I'm backing Trump, because my gut tells me go with him. My gut tells me this is not a setup. When he starts doing stuff like that or starts telling the Pope, hey, you got 200-foot walls and quoting me exactly, again, you know Trump is aware and involved. And Trump does read our material and does listen to the show. And I don't sit there and brag about that. It's just a fact. I mean, he's obviously been on the show. And he knew what would happen when he did that. Now, Dr. Grip will be with us for the rest of the hour. I'm going to him right after the break. He just has such incredible research. He's constantly contacting us and pointing out, hey, have you covered this? FDA to start testing for glyphosate in the food. Why this is so big? We'll talk about how many tons of this has been dumped on the soil, and it's in every known water supply in the U.S. And it is miracle growth for cancer in mammals. FDA to start testing. We're going to look at that. We're going to look at toxins found in seafood worldwide. Dangerous toxins in cabin air passed on to crew, study finds. And why are we covering this? There's ways to mitigate, block, and detoxify. Are antibacterial soaps safe? Even the Wall Street Journal says what Group reported on 20 years ago. It sterilizes you. It's part of the sperm not having tails or shrunken tails. Prevalence of fetal exposure to environmental toxins is determined by analysis. We're going to get to all of this. Body burden, the pollution in newborns. Now, it's passed on, the toxicity in your body. I mean, this is hardcore stuff, but there's things you can do. A lot of people say, I'm just going to smoke cigarettes, drink alcohol, and eat GMO. I don't care if I die. What about how you pass that on? What about what happens when your wife has a kid? We're dying as a species. The earth is dying. There are real environmental crises. And the environment and the environmental movement is globalist, eugenicist, transhumanist run. They want to destroy the earth and rewrite it. They say the earth's done. They're going to build a new one. They want to live forever. They're on power trips. And so they control the movement by making it about carbon that's life-giving. It's so ingenious and sick. We are the environmentalists. We are the true folks that are promoting sustainability. The globalists are all about not having sustainability. They got a lot of window dressing that sounds good, but at the heart of it is evil. And yes, there'll be a plug here as well. That's not why he's here. I wanted to get him on about this, but he formulated this exclusive just for us, and it's Liver Shield, and we also have the Bio Shield that he also formulated exclusively for us. But Liver Shield, you take it for 6 days in your water with apple cider vinegar that we don't sell. Get it in any major store, any grocery store, in the water. You take it for 6 days. You take the oxy powder, 4 to 7 tablets, depending on how big you are, for 6 days, and then you take the 7 ounces of organic virgin olive oil, and you lay on the side that's got your liver and gallbladder, and most people the next morning, it is fireworks. With me, it took a day and a half, and I was blown away. It was like the movie Alien, and Leanne's done a video on it, and dude lost 12 or 13 pounds, and he's not fat. It was stuff in him. They say John Wayne had like 40-something pounds of, you know, beef and stuff, and I mean, I don't want to get gross here, but this isn't like the you know, the some of the rough herbs and things that are painful. This is oxygen with the herbs, and it's spectacular. And I'm a lazy butt. I'm not a big vitamin mineral person. If when I finally started doing it, it changed my life. I've only done the cleanse twice. I need to just do it. Big thing is you don't drink for a week, and I like a beer or so at night or a glass of wine. I mean, I'm going to be a hypocrite here, you know, tell folks I'm some teetotaler. What do they call in the South Baptist bottle openers? They call them church keys. The point is, I'm going to do one of these again very soon. But everybody can see how much better I look. It's back in. It was sold out. InfoWarsLife.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop. Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life, and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I'm just a sweet old lady who needs help crossing the street. But the real reason I want to get to the other side is so I can steal your identity along the way. While you're holding onto my hand, the RFID reader in my purse is capturing all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even your work ID badge isn't safe. Oh, you have an RFID chipped subway pass? Well, now, so do I.
Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, cards, sleeves, and purses. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago to prevent electronic pickpocketing. Even when your wallet is open, imitators don't do that. ID Stronghold wallets even cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection. Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallet.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
IDStronghold.com.
sucking the children's blood day by day. Speaking of the vampire, this is
because
what the vampire...
Maybe it's that Senator Sanders wasn't really a Democrat until he decided to run for president. He doesn't even know what the, you know, last two Democratic presidents did. And you. I look at our last two Democratic presidents. Were they perfect? No. No person is. But I'll tell you what, I would take the two of them over any Republican, anytime, anywhere.
Oh, those people are just so into how they're liberal and they're into freedom and they're social justice warriors. And this is the CIA, Black Op, Mena, Arkansas, all the murders, Benghazi, the corruption, the stolen valor. The Brian Williams of female politicians, but it's all about women. Well, guess what? Salon, the folks that endorse pedophilia in five articles in the last few years, literally, you know, that say it's just a, you know, a right, I guess, or something cute. They are saying it's over for Hillary. The LA Times is saying it. I want to get into the news, the health news with you, Dr. Group, but as an American, as an Army veteran, as a patriot, what do you think of this election? What do you think of what's happening? What do you think of, wow, Hillary, a referendum on the establishment, sinking in her own party? That is amazing. And what do you think of Trump?
I've been watching your show a lot and listening to a lot of other people out there. And I think we're right in the middle of a revolution. You know, there's a lot of things good that are happening. There's a lot of things bad that are happening. But ultimately, it's people like us and the info warriors out there that are fighting for things every single day to eliminate the toxins in the air, the food in the water. And I think we're on the verge of a change. I personally like Trump myself. I can't even believe some of the words that comes out of the Democrats' mouths. I mean, we have an economy that's crashing. We have a healthcare system that is horrible. Doctors are quitting their jobs. We have a whole world that is sick. The whole water supply in the world is contaminated. The air supply is contaminated. So, I mean, it can't get that much worse. I mean, on the good side of things, we do have solutions for a lot of those
problems. I was about to say, 2 years ago, the FDA comes out and says fluoride does give you cancer. We should take it out of the water. Still hadn't happened, but they're starting to do it. We told people glyphosate was growing tumors. It was well known. Now they're talking about removing it and banning it. There's so many good things happening. I think we may be hitting bottom.
Yeah, I was telling my employees the other day when we had a company meeting, I said, you guys don't really understand what you're part of here. I mean, we are part of a revolution. In 15 years, 20 years, when they write the history books and they look back and they say, these were the problems years ago up until 2014, 2015, 2016. The water was poisonous. The food was poisonous. And our kids say, how did that happen, Dad? How did all that happen?
Just like, how did we inject black people with syphilis? Or how do we radiate foster children? You know, they're going to look back and say, how did that happen?
Yeah, but we're all heroes. I mean, we haven't realized it yet, but you're a hero, we're a hero, the InfoWars, all the people that are coming forward that are forcing the EPA, the FDA to change.
The majority of the government scientists are our biggest allies saying we're absolutely right. We have the militaries totally awake, exposing the Al-Qaeda connection.
Right, so even though we're going through an attack right now, in the future, we'll be looked upon as the revolutionaries that actually changed the world and brought in a new peaceful government, a non-corrupt government, and healthy living technologies. I mean, you can almost see oil and gas falling down and free energy coming in. I mean, this should have happened years ago. You can see the pharmaceutical industry that is threatened right now by the natural health industry. So you can see these big industries that are running scared right now and that are fearful, and it all has to do with public activism.
We said 3 years ago McDonald's will go bankrupt by 2020. It looks like it may be earlier than that. They now admit they're facing collapse. I mean, it is just a beautiful thing. And again, we don't want to see a, quote, American company collapse. It's not. It's a globalist, Monsanto, Bill Gates front of Frankenfood to test us and lower our standards and break our will and demoralize us as an enemy operation, literally. And the fact that it's in trouble, Coca-Cola's in trouble, all these globalist operations, the two big parties, their establishment's in trouble. And I want to clarify, when I say we've hit bottom, I mean culturally. Things are going to get a lot worse now, but culturally we've hit rock bottom. We're bounding back up right now, but we're going to go through the physical problems and tribulations now.
Yeah, you're right. And one of the things that is important is that everybody continues to do what they're doing, you know, writing letters to their senators, legislators. I think this new group, this of children that are being raised, that are coming up right now, are more aware. You know, our generation, well, more and more people are becoming aware every single day all over the world.
Stan, I want to come back. I totally agree. People are either being born and put in front of TVs and being totally destroyed, but there's the biggest crop ever of super people, basically. I mean, just folks
we're
that
on
are,
the march.
Are going to respond genetically and spiritually to the attack.
Alex,
get ready for the real
TCN
rise of the
Resistance Network.
We're only the first phase, folks.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, the social engineers are in high overdrive right now to the point I can't even believe it when I see this stuff. So before we get into health news, I want to ask Dr. Griffin about this. Is he not just, you know, an incredible supplement formulator, and doesn't just have like six or seven different, you know, degrees in alternative medicine and research and herbology and the rest of it? He was, you know, in the Army in a special task force, and he's a smart guy. I mean, I really respect him. We're friends. He comes to town. We go to dinner. He and I and his wife and friends. But we don't hate the Muslims. We're not here to have a clash of civilizations. The globalists want that. But I see every day in the U.S., in Europe, in Canada, with straight faces, classes where you convert to Islam, classes where the girls wear hijabs, and where they push this culture, and the weird left actually supports it and defends it, but hates Christian Western values that truly liberalize women's rights. You know, they claim they're trying to illuminate the world. You know, the Illuminati, the all-seeing eye. Well, you go back to the Old Testament, God's described, you know, as an all-seeing eye. They've just expropriated that symbol. And they've expropriated the fact that they're the people for free will or freedom. Everything they run, they bring total tyranny in. And the Republicans are just a fake brand of them claiming to be, quote, conservative. What does that mean? Put this new article up on Infowars.com. Homework assignment. Tell your parents you're converting to Islam. It's all just to screw with everybody. This is in the island of Guernsey off England. Miss Amber Stables, the school's religious education teacher. And again, this is all social justice warrior stuff. To empathize with the people being brought over. I mean, they brought in these folks from Canada. This imam said, we are preparing to, you know, help jihad, help the Mujahideen attack. We must support their attacks. You can come into Canada saying you're going to, you know, support jihad. That's okay. But if you're myself, they hardly let me in or stop me or even David Icke. So I wanted to ask Dr. Edward Group what he thinks about this. I mean, obviously they're trying to get civil wars going and then use the crisis they bring in to take liberties like Europe's done. But is the public that dumb to not see what's happening? But what does it tell us about our rulers? That they would bring the most incompatible, most unliberal, freak show radicals in here that mutilate their women, that treat them as slaves. And, man, if you talk bad about this, the left attacks me so hard and says I'm, quote, racist because I don't support radical Wahhabism and keeping women as pet slaves. I mean, what is going on here?
Well, I think it's a combination of multiple things. You have, it's the spoken hub model of destruction, really. You have chemicals, you have fear mongering, you have negativity, you have religious war, you have contamination of the food supply, you have oil and gas, you have financial structures that you can manipulate. So when you put all of those things together, it just falls into the control and the general plan of where they want to go with reducing the population, creating war, creating sickness, creating the fact that they can control everybody by poisoning you, or now even using genetically modified insects and viruses and everything else, different types of implant systems so they can track you everywhere you go. I mean, it's just one more thing in the big wheel of change that they're trying, the globalists are trying to portray on us. I mean, and especially with, you know, the jihad. Look, God doesn't want us to kill each other. And any religion, in my view, that promotes killing another human being, there's got to be something wrong with it. I mean, I come from the training that Christian philosophy of love everybody as your brother, you know, treat thy neighbor as thyself. You know, don't kill, don't do any of these different types of activities. And
let's be clear, do not commit murder. It's perfectly Christian to defend yourself, or if an army's attacking you, be in your army and fight back. But don't say, because somebody is such and such, it's okay to go out and kill them. And that's what their interpretations of Islam is, and that Islam is taking over Islam. I mean, the debate's almost over, and our government is backing radical Islam.
Well, yeah, I think that's been going on for quite some time now, and it's a war against Christians, and they know a religious war. They can create fear and create anger within people, and if they do that, their immune systems are going to go down. They're going to stay sick, and, you know, they're kind of out of it in a way, except for the fact that the bankers and the, you know, big corporations that are producing all the military equipment are making lots of money.
So it's a psych warfare program to break our will and demoralize us. And you know, it doesn't have that effect on me. It makes me want to fight back and resist. And folks need to get out of the thing of like, oh, it's overwhelming, oh, it's horrible, and not be in fear. Say, I'm going to do something about it. Get in power and realize that literally we're turning into a new paradigm. And that's what makes them so scared, Dr. Group.
That is. I mean, people are starting to, you know, we see it change. We see the change that's happening. For example, a few years back, there was a study done where they took babies, the Journal of Neurotoxicology, and they tested the first bowel movement of babies, and they of 426 infants, and they found 84% contained mercury, 27% contained lead, and 27% had DDT in their bowel movements. That's crazy. And then they inject the baby with 36 vaccinations, which contain even more mercury. So getting to the reason why I'm saying that is because that's how important it is. This is what's happening to the children that are being born in.
And they're also finding it in the studies you sent me in their the blood from the umbilical cord. I mean, they are being hammered.
Well, they found 76 chemicals linked to cancer. They found 94 chemicals that are toxic to the brain and nervous system, 86 chemicals that interfere with the hormone system, which we talk about a lot, 79 chemicals associated with birth defects, 77 chemicals toxic to the reproductive system, and 77 chemicals toxic to the immune system. It was 167 different chemicals they found, with an average of 91 industrial toxins in each person they tested. Now, that leads me even to the state that, yes, there was just a Wall Street Journal article that came out about the FDA testing for glyphosate, finally, and the reason why they're doing it was because all of the activist groups, all of the information that we've been putting out on the internet, finally is forcing the big government, I don't know if they're going to do anything about it, but it's finally gaining mainstream news. So we know how damaging glyphosate is. So that's a great step forward in ultimately getting that taken out altogether.
And notice, it seemed like it was impossible 10 years ago, 20 years ago, to expose glyphosate. They said, oh, you can drink it. It's good for you. The famous lobbyist that says that, they go, here's some on TV. He goes, so you think I'm crazy? And then now they're admitting it's causing cancer. They admit it grows tumors. They've known that forever, but now they're in trouble. This is part of a population control agenda, obviously. What do you expect to happen to Monsanto? Where do you see all this going?
Well, I would be extremely happy if Monsanto either went bankrupt and no longer existed for the damage, or they had to fork out billions and trillions of dollars for cleanup projects to clean up all the damage they've done to the environment, and pay everybody off for the infertility and the sterility that they've caused, and the toxic endocrine disrupting problems for the animals and the humans. But ultimately, I see that the way that we're going, it all goes back to consumer demand. You talked about McDonald's, and now McDonald's is planning on introducing some certified organic thing. So the more the public steps forward and says, we're not going to use your chemicals
anymore.
We have
the power of choice. They try to convince us we don't. We do.
That's right. That's right. And just like the antibacterial soaps, I mean, we've been talking about the damaging effects of cosmetics, the triclosan in there.
Let's talk about that new Wall Street Journal article. Are antibacterial soaps safe? We've known for decades that it's linked to infertility, correct?
Yeah, it is. I mean, how many times do people use hand sanitizers? They use soaps. They use toxic shampoos, toxic conditioners, toxic lotions. They all pretty much fall in the same category because they have the same toxic compounds in them. They have fragrances, which are carcinogenic phthalates. They have triclosan. They have propylene glycol. They have a lot of different damaging chemicals. Of course, the EPA and the falsified research in the past has said that they're safe to use, but now we know that they're not. And that's another kind of a short victory for us, because now the FDA has required that by September of this year, all of these companies are going to have to prove and demonstrate that their products are safe and more effective than just plain soap and water. Now, that's what I grew up on, is just plain soap and plain water. And of course, you know, there's huge markets out there for these hand sanitizers and everything else that they have to include all these toxic chemicals in. So this could affect millions of Americans. And we're already seeing some of these major corporations that produce all these different types of soaps and cleaning products and everything else. They see the demand out there for certified organic, 100% all natural products. So they have research projects going on right now. So we are winning the war. I tell people, look, they say, why don't you get into politics? Why don't you try to run for office? Then you can create change. You don't create change when you're in office. They tell you what to do. This is how we create change, by getting this information out to the masses. We can do more in 1 year than someone can sitting in office for 8 years or 16 years.
And that's
years.
Why they want to ban farmers markets and the war on lemonade stands that even Forbes reported on, because normal human activity, us not being domesticated, is the enemy. Now, I want to get into a plug here, because we literally sell out of LiverShield for a month, 2 months, 3 months, because it's so hard to get the ingredients. It would be our best-selling product if we could keep it in stock, but it is hard to source it right. Explain why that is, and then let's get into the cleanse and why this is so popular. At InfoWarsLife.com, you can go there. You get it with the oxy powder, then get the apple cider vinegar at the store, and then do the one-week cleanse or just do the general Liver Shield, put it in your water under your tongue. It has a lot of benefits. Explain why Liver Shield has been giving people such dramatic results compared to other liver cleanses.
Well, number one is we've spent 20 years working and refining, and we continually look for herbs and methods and ways and technology to improve the effectiveness or the absorption or the quality of the herbs. And now we're going into biodynamic growing systems. We're the only, there's only two organic herb farms in the whole United States that are biodynamic certified, and biodynamic is above and beyond. So we constantly, you know, our motto is canny, constant and never ending improvement. We always want to keep producing the highest quality stuff available and choose the herbs. We are running into a problem right now where many herbs are becoming extinct. And that's why you'll see us change the formulas sometimes and add additional herbs. But the whole focus is the liver is your main detoxification organ. And that's why I feel it's so important. You have two organs, the intestinal tract and the liver. If your intestinal tract is healthy, digestive health with a good probiotic and clean, and you're going to the bathroom on a regular basis, then the liver is the main filtration system in the body. It detoxifies the blood. It's a phase one and a phase two detoxification system. And we talked about how many chemicals they found in the blood system and in the fecal matter of infants. That's a sign right there. And those are just two studies. There's multiple studies out there that have tested for major chemicals, heavy metals, all different types of toxins. And when we have too many of those, it stresses the liver and causes the liver to become sluggish, fatty. We're seeing non-alcoholic fatty liver disease in children 12 years old. And the liver uses bile as its main vehicle to get the toxins out of the body. And the bile dumps into the small intestine. So if your liver is dependent on your intestinal tract moving and it's not and it's constipated, guess what? Those toxins end up soaking back into the bloodstream and you reabsorb them. And the liver doesn't have anywhere to put them. So those toxins get stored in your fat tissue. They get stored in your cardiovascular system. That's
your liver swells up, gets fatty, and then bye-bye.
Right, exactly. So it doesn't matter. Your weak link is where those toxins are going to be stored, and that's the whole disease process right there.
Well, I mean, look, folks, you're supporting the broadcast, getting Liver Shield and Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Do the cleanse. Go read the right reviews. And if it doesn't work for you, which is about 1% of people, Dr. Grip says, and that's my experience, then it must mean you're either incredibly cleaned out or you better go see a doctor right away. In fact, briefly, Dr. Grip, going back to this discussion, some people it takes 2 days, 3 days after for the flush to happen. For me, it took a day and a half, probably meaning I had some problems, but it was spectacular. You know, like 30-something black balls, green balls, you name it. I don't be gross here, but this is medical stuff. Let's be serious. This is just facts, you know, personal stuff that went on. That's what most people experience they have. Most folks, it's in the morning, though. What about the 1% of people or so that you've talked about that don't have any visible effect when the gallbladder opens up or and all this stuff comes out?
Well, usually, since we know that the liver produces over 500 bodily functions, from regulating blood sugar to the metabolizing of fats, it's one of the best things you can do for weight loss that nobody out there is talking about. It metabolizes your proteins, your carbohydrates. It stores vitamins and minerals. It works for blood clotting, cholesterol problems, hormones, thyroid function, which is great to use the Survival Shield X2 because everybody's deficient in iodine. What we found after studying 300,000 cases or more of people going through liver cleansing is that if you don't have results on the first one, something is happening. It's got to happen because this technology goes back thousands of years to ancient Ayurvedic technology of oil pulling, which is a hot topic right now. So usually those individuals will tell them to go ahead and do another one and then do a third liver cleanse. Very rarely, I can't even think of one case where someone didn't have noticeable results, especially after the third. Now, I used to think one was enough, but what we realized is that most people over the age of 40 only have about 50 to 60% of their liver functioning because of all the chemicals and toxins. So each liver cleanse only boosts the liver by about 15%. So if you're at 60 and then you do one liver cleanse, then you're going to be at 75. So that's why we recommend multiple liver cleanses. I myself do three a year, and I can notice a
Well, folks,
difference.
Dr. Group, we're out of time, and thank you so much for your time, sir. I know you're busy on your lunch hour with all your patients and folks come join us, but people can go to InfoWarsLife.com, see a whole bunch of informational videos, the liver cleanse, the facts, all of it, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you for helping people and helping the InfoWar and all you've done. You're a godsend. Global Healing Center, folks, is his operation. You can find him online. David Knight's here as well to give us a little sneak peek on what's coming up in the next hour on Scalia and more. David?
Yeah, we're going to have, Alex, we're going to have Wayne Madsen here with us, Joe Biggs, Kit Daniels, our reporters who are out there with Josh, the cameraman, shooting what was an investigation into the strange things that happened surrounding Scalia's death. And, of course, there's a lot of odd things that happened, but we also learned some interesting details about the airport that's there, about the hotel that's there.
We're about to show all this weird occult stuff you found. We haven't seen this yet.
Exactly. We also have an interview that we're going to be playing that Joe Biggs had with Michael Savage. We've cut that down to about 5 minutes or so. We're going to be playing that in the next hour as well.
All right. There goes Dr. Group, I want to thank him. Coming right back with David Knight to give us a preview of the fourth hour. And he's going to be running the show with our investigative journalist in studio. Stay with us.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a three-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Store. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
moment here to thank the amazing behind-the-scenes crew that runs the show, that does the research, the reporters, everybody in this office, and you, the listeners, our affiliates, our sponsors. It is humbling that you put up with me and that we have such success against tyranny. And just know we're trying our best. We understand the incredible nature of what we face, and we're doing the very best we can. So thank you for working with us and understanding that. I feel terrible that I can't respond to all the emails and phone calls, even old friends and family. I'm so busy. I just know I love you all, and I really appreciate you, and we're all in this together. And the next little segment before David Knight takes over, I'm going to talk with David about Donald Trump, how bold it is coming out and 9/11 truth. I mean, plus it's proven fact. I mean, he's really, really calling him out here, the emperor's new clothes. And then we're going to have the Michael Savage interview. We're going to have just a great roundtable discussion with Wayne Madsen in here, with David Knight in the main studio, the War Room, and the Situation Room, Joe Biggs, Kit Daniels, and others. So this is going to be big. I'd like to get Josh Owens, too. I mean, he's a really smart guy with commentary. But we did what the mainstream media wouldn't do. And so it's going to be a jam-packed transmission. Scalia's lying in state right now. Obama did go to visit that. He's not going to the funeral. David Knight has footage they're going to premiere of the bizarre occultic stuff that was beyond Day of the Dead and a very, very creepy area. So we're really investigating this. They're saying, how dare we investigate it? And David, getting into this occultic art and other points that are coming up in the next hour.
Well, Alex, they had a lot of different types of art there. To be fair, they had a lot of Southwestern art. They had a lot of Mexican art. But every night we were there, we had this all these masks that we're staring down as these satanic masks that they use as part of Mexican festivals. It's like, okay, it's a bit creepy. We're used to it. Then right outside our room, as I'm talking to my wife, I look over to my right and I see this really over-the-top statue of devils and demons and human sacrifice and stuff. And it's like, wow, this is really amazing. So we got some pictures of that. But here's the thing, Alex. I'm tired of being called a conspiracy theorist. I understand that's the avenue of attack. We don't have any theories about how Scalia died. The people who came up with the theories were this judge who phoned in the inquest, didn't look, said, oh, it's a heart attack, then said, no, it's natural causes.
There is some of the drone footage behind you. Go ahead.
Actually, you know, what we are, we're skeptical, Alex. We don't believe everything the government tells us. And when they start changing their stories about the cause of death, when they start changing their stories about his health, we're going to be looking at the circuitous route that they took the hearse on. We're going to be looking at the airport that was right across from the ranch itself.
This whole thing is suspicious.
Yes, everything about that is suspicious.
And this is an airport for wide-body jets. I mean,
yes, big. Yes, the Gulfstream jets are able to land there. They could have flown his body back in less time than they drove it around Texas. There's a lot of different issues here that don't make any
changing
sense.
Changing the stories. You busted into the judge's office and talked to him.
Yeah.
The other talked to the other judge. You guys did a first-rate job for like 2020. And you did it with a shoestring budget in just a few days. I mean, congratulations.
Well,
I'm telling
you,
man, I tell you, I mean, you deserve an award if there was one.
Well, thank you.
There's your awards are defeating tyranny.
There's still some things that we don't have answers to. I wanted to talk to people who were there within the local government, if they would be honest and candid and open with us. I wanted to ask them what the federal involvement was in this, because all we hear about are what the sheriff did, what the judge did who phoned in the inquest. I would like to know what the federals did with all of this, because that's a key part of the story.
But none
of
us know. We know more about the custody of a a robbery victim or a dead illegal that dies down there with an autopsy, which should happen, then we do with this key Supreme Court justice. They say, oh, he was real
sick.
Isn't
that amazing?
But he wasn't. I mean, what does your gut now tell you that you've been down there and investigated it, something nobody else has done?
Well, my gut tells me that they really did not want to have an autopsy done because they went to great lengths to make sure an autopsy was not done. We had the first two judges that we talked to said, well, I pass it on to another person because I couldn't go. The next judge said the same thing. I couldn't go. This one phones it in, has a history of doing this. And as we were doing that first interview with you live on the radio, we had people on the sidewalk listening to what we were saying, didn't know who we were, and then came up to me afterwards, pulled me off to the side and said, I want to remain anonymous, but I got to tell you, this is not the first time this type of thing has happened.
And then you talk to the sheriff's deputy that says the same thing. We're back in 70 seconds. I'll be back this Sunday, Lord willing, 4 to 6 p.m., and I'm hosting. 4 to 6 p.m. with the Sunday transmission. Fourth hour, straight ahead. So, folks, tune in, folks.